Hello, hello. Happy Monday, everyone. I hope you're off to a great start this week. I hope you know I believe in you and that I think you're a good person and that I'm grateful that you decided to put this on today. I really am. Isn't that crazy? I'm here and you're over there and we're talking to each other right now. That's nuts. But anyway, I hope you're having a great week. I hope you come see me on tour. Go support the Patreon that makes this possible, patreon.com/WHDS. Sign up for my text alerts so that you get a text and know that I'm coming to town to perform. But before you do all that, actually do that. Okay, now that you're back. Now that you've done that, what an episode we have today. One of my personal favorites, Anna Lee, a founder at Lioness Health. They make vibrators that collect data, not in a creepy way, for you so that you can understand your sexuality better. We had her on an episode a year ago, one of my favorites. She's back this week with this amazing story about her first sex party ever, and it is so gay, and it is so good, and I love her so much. So definitely stick around for this is going to be a good one. This is one of my favorites we've recorded in a while. Listener, this episode is brought to you by Helix, my absolute favorite mattress. I am getting the best sleep of my life on a Helix. And you can too if you go over and take their little quiz, their 2-minute quiz. It's going to match you with the perfect mattress for you. And you'll be sleeping like a baby in no time. And right now, Helix is offering 25% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HelixPartner20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
The first orgy that I've ever done was with all women at a all women's festival. And so it just felt so much kinder and like just gentle. I don't know. It was like just a lot more fun. It was like 20, 30 of us in a tent. They wanted us all to kind of feel intimately connected before like anything happens. So all of us had to go around in a circle. So this took hours. We all cried beforehand. It was like a whole thing.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Anna's so much gayer than both
We're not gay at
like,
all.
Like, so much gayer. We're not. We're straight.
Can I show you what I'm putting the mic on?
A lioness box? That's what I'm guessing.
No, it's a hand job machine.
Hand job machine is what they used to call me in middle school. No, never. But maybe Bree or Anna, maybe you guys were the hand job machines, but I certainly wasn't.
I was a blowjob machine, but not a hand job machine.
Oh my God. Were you actually a blowjob machine, Bree?
I used to back in the day. I will say I'm very good at it. I'm exceptional.
Dude, I tell everyone I'm bad at it, so I don't have to do it. I'm a
parent. Word on the street is, listeners, let everyone know, Anna Lee, horrible at blowjobs.
Yeah, I only like to receive.
Bree, did you give like a lot of blowjobs? How many men have you slept with? I'd have no idea of your personal... Oh, so Anna, you're coming... We're in the apartment, we're having gay sex. We're having gay sex with fan favorite... scientist.
Yay.
Very smart about sex, genius lady, the one of the founders of Lioness Sex Toys and the app that measures your orgasm data. I have one. Anna Lee, everybody. But yay. Now very quickly, I need to know Bree's sexual history, because Bree is sort of interim co-hosting, and Bree and I are best friends, but we've never met in person.
Oh,
internet yes. Besties.
Well, while Bree was in prison, I was writing to her, and we fell in love. Ooh, I'm so tired today. I'm gonna be a wreck. But actually, I think the mania that I'm feeling is helping with my riffs.
Yeah, manic energy helps me with creativity for sure.
Oh my God! Wait, how did you two meet on like Bumble BFF or something?
Wouldn't that be so cute?
That would be the best.
No, everyone just kept recommending Bree to do the podcast, and then Bree did the podcast, and I was like, that was one of our best guests ever. She's so funny. And then I was like, she has to come back, and because we have such good rapport, I've invited her for like every major milestone, like my breakup episode and like my first You're Having Gay Sex episode on the Patreon. So Bree is basically here every time I cry, So we've trauma. Oh my God. Yeah, we've trauma bonded. So yes. Now we're, and Bree has told me almost nothing. It's really a one-sided relationship.
I like this.
It's really more trauma dumping from Ash to me, but I know my place.
I'm here for it.
And I don't want to, obviously, amazing guest. Everyone loved you. I can't believe you're not a creative or a comedian. And so knowledgeable, but I must know about Bree's blowjobs, BBJs. Let's go to the BBJ
and
scoop.
How are you making them so good? I want to know.
The clickbait
okay,
on that.
So I feel like now I identify as a lesbian, for those that don't know. But back in the day, you know,
you guys aren't watching the video of Bree's tight little bun, Bree does identify as a lesbian.
The surefire sign, the tight bun. And, you know, I was dabbling. I still hadn't come out to myself. I was like figuring things out. And I think at that point, I did not know the difference between whether or not my body was like broken and whether or not like I could actually achieve pleasure, and if it was just due to the partners that I was with or my lack of ability to communicate what I needed. I think a lot of folks go through that. And I just remember never really enjoying sex with my male partners. I should say partner.
Did you call them male partners while you were in high school? Because that would have been the first indication that you were fucking gay as fuck.
I know.
Bringing a boyfriend home, being like, "Mom, this is my male partner, Billy J. I met him at soccer." Like, your male partner. Okay, go on.
And so I feel like my way of this makes it sound dark, but it's not at all, because I actually quite enjoyed giving blowjobs. But my way of like getting out of the experience of anything being done to me was just like, oh, like I'll just give a killer blowjob and then we'll be done with it.
Oh my God.
It's just so crazy. But yeah, so I guess like the top energy was a thing from the start.
Yeah, for real. You're so gay that you love giving blowjobs to avoid like
literally
having to like be, you know, in next level intimate, although that's insanely intimate. But it's a way of putting up a barrier.
It's so straight that it's gay.
Right,
it's so
exactly.
Straight that it's gay somehow. Yeah.
I love that. I've only kissed a boy. I've never.
That's
cute. It was really gross. Anna, thank you for being here. I guess we should introduce ourselves. And Bree, I have such a, well, actually, you know who we are. I want to ask Anna a question because I got to be honest, I'm sort of stalling. I don't have a great story today. I don't really know what I'm going to say. I'm going to go off what the vibe is. But I said to Bree,
kicked it off with blowjobs.
Yeah.
You can just go into anything.
And my mic is on top of a handjob machine. It's all good. It's fine.
Yes. So where'd you get the handjob machine? Are you guys making handjob machines now? You know that I can't have you on if you're making handjob machines.
Listen, I don't know anything. Okay. I will say I recently realized someone was asking me something about like men, like penises and things like that. And like usually I have such good answers for like vaginas and vulvas and clitorises, like, because that's like what we study. I realize I don't know anything about people with penises at all. And then I was like, am I a fraud? And then like, I'm a certified sex educator. And I was like, oh my God. Like, so anyways, but so we got this handjob machine.
I didn't realize that. That's amazing, certified sex educator.
That's
I have no idea.
Yes, we got it recently. I mostly did it because TikTok keeps banning me, and I thought that if I was a sex educator, they would ban me less. It's not the case at all.
No.
You know, Beijing absolutely loves certified sex educators.
I know. Maybe if I talked about hand jobs and blow jobs, they would like it more.
But anyway, the hand job machine.
So cool. Yeah, so they sent us one. We're trying to make this like API like thing where if you're using the Linus vibrator and you're like, you know, like thrusting it in you, it can do that exact same movement on the hand job machine, so you can like sync it together long distance. But
that is so cool.
Yeah,
really
cool. They
sent
me all these like sleeves, and I was like, I don't know what to do with these, but look how, like, who designs these sleeves? And you think it feels good?
What
to design them?
Heck.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Did you get that, Ash? That's the inside. That's no, the inside I got it. Of the machine.
I'd love to shove my hand in there.
It's got...
I buy a hand job machine and one of your lionesses. We sync them up so that I can give it to a girl and then I can have her fuck my hand long distance.
That's so sad. That's so lonely.
Hey, don't yuck my yum.
Yeah. Okay, I'm so sorry. That's true.
Maybe I'm a sex educator. Maybe I want my hand fucked from long distance.
I think the end by the end of this podcast, I'm going to get my certification revoked.
You're always working on such cool stuff. I wanted to know where the tech was at since the last time we spoke.
Mm. Okay. So,
and this is not sponsored. I said this a million times last time.
It's not sponsored.
Not
yet.
Sponsored, listener. Organic.
Just that good.
So since then, we've been working on a live view. So like people can use it. So if you're like using it in real time, you can actually see on your phone like how you're like squeezing and relaxing. So we're actually like I've been talking to a couple like play parties.
That's so cool.
Yeah, because they want like, you know, like it's cool for couples and like, you know, people that are you can remote control it on your phone and stuff like that. But someone I talked to that like runs a play party in LA and he was like, what if we create a room? And we project it onto a screen and people can be like using it and then you can see it in real time. And I was like, can it come? I was like, that sounds so fun. So I'm hoping that works out, but we'll see.
Cool. Okay, if something like that works out, there's a play party here in Vancouver that's queer predominant. And I need to set y'all up because I just know the queers would lose their mind for the combo of hot sex and tech.
Yeah, I was about to say, nothing makes sex better than data.
Yeah, it's really sexy.
I'm just turned on by those numbers. And if you know me, you know that I possibly might be turned on by the numbers. I was trying to get, like, if there were a way to gamify it where I was, like, trying to get a high score, I would definitely be addicted
win?
To your... Yeah, I win. What? I'd go for the world record, I think.
That's actually a really fun idea. Like how many, I don't know, Anna, you could probably tell me better. Like what would be the winning thing in that game? Like how many squeezes? Like
I don't know what the game, we have a game, like I built this game like a couple, like a year ago, and you like squeeze how hard you think a vagina squeezes during an orgasm. And I would say like most people don't get it right on their first try. And for some reason, like women especially, or like people with vaginas, like they squeeze it super hard. And I'm like, dude, like it's actually lighter than what people think. And I would love to see Ashley on your first try if you can get it.
I would never think to squeeze hard. I don't know. Maybe I'm weak, but my vagina like could never like.
No,
I don't think I could hold like an object or crack a nut or anything like that. But
you need to start doing some pelvic floor exercises.
Probably, but you know when I was talking about fucking my hand earlier? I can't really give a good handshake with my vagina. That's what I'm trying to say. I would never be able to make the merger happen or acquire the company based on that firm vaginal handshake, if that makes sense. Mm. I'm weak, I think.
I did like a whole study on like how strong a vagina squeezes, and it measures to like, you know, like a skinny Cheeto. So not like one of those like thick ones, but like kind of skinnier. You could break that.
That's the
like,
average.
That's the average. And maybe like squeeze, like squish a blueberry.
How on earth do we give birth? We can barely snap a Cheeto and we have humans come out of us. That's crazy.
I think it's impressive that it could squeeze a blueberry. I mean, for you, Ash, it's more of like maybe like a nectarine. But for most of us, it's a blueberry. That is like a tight squeeze.
A nectarine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ash just says there's no firm grip.
There's no firm grip. I tried to put a grapefruit in there last week, but it wouldn't stay. It just kept falling out. Don't even ask me about the bowling ball. But...
Oh my god.
This is an unhinged episode. I like this one. Should we introduce ourselves?
Okay.
We've been talking about our vaginas and how loose they are for 20 minutes.
Everyone's so turned on this episode.
Wait, I will say though, I think the reason I don't really think about Kegels or like how strong my vagina, I don't have sex with men. I just never, or penises, I never think about I don't care. Like, I'm totally free of that portion of the male gaze, like the tight vagina. Like, I.
That is so true, because I feel like when, especially like if you're with a person with a vagina and they're wearing a strap, you're not thinking about like how tight you're like tensing on that strap, because you're aware that they don't have that potential sensation.
Right.
Whereas I feel like in heteronormative spaces and relationship structures, like even speaking to a lot of my friends, they're like consciously like squeezing and unsqueezing while their partner is inside of them, because they know to a certain extent they can like feel that, and that's like part of it.
Ooh, but technically I always tell this to people, like, you're not supposed to be doing Kegels unless you've been told by a doctor or like pelvic floor therapist.
So
all
those
like magazines, all those magazines that are like, oh, you should be squeezing, and there's a lot of like TikToks on it. It's actually can do more harm, because you're not doing like the full. Most people are not doing the full range of motion, so you're just hurting yourself by making it tighter. So I actually am like, do not do it unless you need to.
I'm actually quite healthy, is what we're trying to say. I'm really the model that everyone should be striving for in terms of
nectarine vibes. Yes.
Yes.
I love that.
The next time a woman goes down to me, I'm gonna be like, what would you say? Nectarine
vibes?
Fruit?
Which fruit would you think?
Right. Well, this is great. We're off to a great start. I love having Anna here. You should come back more. And Bree, always a joy. We're in the apartment. We're having gay sex. I am Ashley Gavin, cis gay white woman, she, her pronouns. Big tour. Huge, huge tour. The biggest tour. We have to bring it back. He might go to jail. I have to, you know what I mean? Like, I got to do it while
fingers
it's still
crossed.
Relevant. Yeah, fingers crossed. No one's done more jail time than I have. I've done so much jail time. I don't know. Patreon tour help. Guys, can you tell? Look at my face, listener. If you're watching on YouTube. If you're not watching on YouTube, listen to my voice. I'm tired. Please, just go get on my text list. Subscribe to the Patreon. It's crazy. It's fucking nuts. Help. Okay. And then I got Brie, do you want a musical introduction or do you want the rhyme? Because they're both fire. They're both really good.
Oh my gosh. How do I choose? I think the rhyme for sure.
Okay. All right. And as always, the canceler chancellor, because I don't know how Canada works. We've got the cooter from Vancouver, Brianne Williamson.
Okay, that's my favorite one yet.
Thank you. Thank you for being here to keep me from getting canceled.
I'll try my best. It's kind of hard. I mean,
oh yeah,
there's a lot going on over here, but I'm trying my best, folks. I'm Brianne Williamson. I'm a lesbian from Vancouver, Canada. My pronouns are she, her. And you can find me everywhere at Brianne Williamson.
Yeah, go follow Brie. And then, Anna, do you mind introducing yourself to everybody? Because a lot of people probably know you from last year, but maybe they do not, and maybe they don't have a clear picture of what you do and all your special talents.
Okay, I'm Anna. I'm a co-founder of Linus. We make smart vibrators that give you orgasm data. My background's in engineering. I'm she, her. I'm exploring, I would say, like, pansexual.
You were not pansexual the last time we chatted.
I have so many things.
How exciting.
There's a lot of things happening in my life.
Oh my gosh, this is so exciting.
But yeah, so I think very much, I think I'm more just exploratory phase and having fun. And, you know, like, I've been like, the world of play parties and stuff have happened and all that. So I've been having a good time.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
I've never been to one. I've never had group sex, and it just feels like so stupid that I haven't done that.
Maybe this episode's we're having group sex.
I would like that. But I also think there's also a part of me that would get scared.
Oh yeah.
And like maybe sad if I didn't. I was gonna hit this. I've got the soundboard here. I don't know if you can hear that. That's me sad at a threesome for feeling ignored.
Wow. I don't know if you'll be invited back, but
no.
It's always worth the try.
No one likes Charlie Brown references at the sex party. I've tried.
Can you hear your ringtone?
No, it's a soundboard.
Oh,
Linus vibrators.
Ash walks in like, hey, mind if I put my playlist on? It's just like Charlie Brown.
Yeah, Charlie Brown. She's like standing in the corner.
just crying. Sam's crying. Silent tears in the corner. No one's dry humping me.
I actually would be sad if no one was dry humping me. If no one's dry humping me during sex, what am I doing? Why am I there? Listener, dry hump me. No, don't do that. I'm not soliciting dry humping from... Oh my God, I'm humping. Tired.
Humping. You panicked. You panicked. You're like, this is bad. I shouldn't solicit it. Panic in your voice. Humping.
Oh my God.
No, okay. Humping.
Here's... All right, here...
Oh no.
I'm gonna try and something happened to me yesterday. So I'm gonna talk about it. It's not exciting. And part of the art of being a comedian and a storyteller is to take something mildly interesting and make it very interesting. So here we go. I'm having a time. I just got back from Provincetown, which is like a gay destination, and I had never been. It was very... It was cute. Like, it was, I've been around New England. I spent a lot of time in New England. So I'd like seen towns like this before. Have either of you been to Provincetown?
No.
No.
Now, no shade to our listeners who absolutely love P-Town. I see you. You are valid. It was just a little cis male gay heavy for me.
And where, okay, whereabouts is this located?
That's a great question.
Like,
so,
East Coast, West Coast, what's going on?
I'm not even sure if it's technically an island. It's got to be an island. There's outside of Boston, there's a cape called Cape Cod, and there's a bunch of islands and little towns there. It's there.
Okay.
So I was,
it's like a place people go? Like,
yes,
often?
And it's it's so gay.
Anna and I are like,
actually, no one's ever been there. I was the first one. I can't believe people are rolling over, like they're at home right now screaming, being like, I love Provincetown, gay destination. Like, it's like a huge gay destination.
Oh,
huge.
Wow.
They have like a
week. Okay, so are the people rolling over also queer women?
I don't know. It was also not a great analogy because it implies that they're dead. I was going to say rolling over in their graves, but I then stopped myself because the manic energy went down the wrong joke line, the wrong little alleyway, and I was not, okay, look, it's a manic episode. It's a manic episode, okay?
Yeah.
That's just what it is. And I wasn't in the best mood because I was actually there. My friend's partner passed away a while ago, and he was having his ashes spread in the water at P-Town. So it was not exactly a sexy, sexy time.
So you started this story by saying you hate P-Town.
No.
Went into how your friend's ashes were spread there.
No, I love P-Town and I love that's where I love and I love that's where his ashes are. And
okay.
I don't do well. I'm canceled. Everyone's like DMing me the historical significance of P-Town. My best friend, who's a gay guy, and he's into daddy bears, and they have like a big bear week there, and he met, and you know that part of it was lovely and heartbreaking, but it was, you know, it was great to see where they met, but I did feel like, oh, I'm like one of four lesbians here, and I did feel it in a way that I hadn't felt it in a long time, and I was reminded that lesbians and other types of queer people don't really have spaces the way that obviously straight people do. And then gay men tend to have more of, you know,
100%. Like, I feel like any person going to any town could Google search, where do the gays go? And the top like 20 searches are going to be cis gay men dominant.
Yeah.
So it's like a deeper dive to find where queer women and other LGBTQ plus folks are.
Yeah, it was super cool to like see all these gay couples and have it be so normal because it was the majority of people were gay. That was super cool. And I'm not throwing shade at our gay male listeners. Like, I love you guys. Go to P-Town. You're going to have a great time. But I definitely was like, it was interesting to reflect on as a lesbian because I'm so used to being in straight spaces that I never really think about it. And then I was in this very gay male space and I felt like, wow, there are a lot of gay men here. It was just like overall like a very interesting experience, you know?
Yeah.
And here's the thing. There was a dinner, a special dinner where all of this guy's friends, I maybe bleep his name, Alex, when I say it before. I don't know how my friend feels about this. But we were doing a celebration of life, and behind the bar was a very attractive lady.
Mm. Oh.
I don't know where she was from, but she had an accent. And
there was one woman in the room.
There was honestly,
she's like, wow.
I'm in love. Honestly, you could probably show me a picture of her today and I'd be like, who is that? Like, because I literally am around too many men for 24 hours. I'm like, I gotta find a woman to fuck.
It's like in high school when there's one other lesbian and you're like, well, I love you. Like, yeah. It is what it is.
We're getting married.
Yeah.
That's exactly what this was. That was, Brie, that was such good. That was really good. That's what good game, Brie. That was a very good game that you set up in the improv. That's what we would call it in the improv space.
Oh, wow.
So I go up there. I see the only other woman I've seen in 4 days. And I instantly am like, oh, my God, she's so attractive. And she did touch me on the arm as she went by me. To be fair, it was a crowded space, but can I just... She touched me here on the elbow and not on my shoulder. And someone recently said to me, elbow, sexier than shoulder. And then I did kind of an experiment with a bunch of people, and we all kind of agreed that the elbow, a little sexier than a shoulder. What do you guys think?
But is it like a hold or like
no, she did not hold my elbow. If she held my elbow.
She just cradled
your elbow. I would have
absolutely
orgasmed on the spot if she had cradled my elbow.
Well, I was going to be like, that's very kind of sensual. If you're like passing someone and they kind of like cradle their little elbow. I'm like,
I'll keep that in mind for the next time that I see this woman.
My question is, was it a conscious non-shoulder direct to the elbow?
I don't know. And then for the rest of the night, I'm trying to figure out, I'm giving her lingering eye contact, which is step one, right? Like,
Ash is sending the gay men to go walk beside her to see if she goes for the shoulder or the elbow. Like, just do me a favor, just walk by her and just see where does she pat.
This server, I'm gonna need you to stand in her way as much as possible and make her night extremely difficult. Okay,
we need Ash to needs see the data. Percentage of times has she touched the elbow?
That's so funny. Yeah. Because I did ask my friend if she had tapped him on the arm, and he said, yo, I'm so stupid. I am the dumbest person on the planet. I'm dumb. I'm a dummy.
Wait, so is that how you flirt? It's just you just stare until they stare at you back, potentially?
Well, I was trying to give her gay eyes. I was just trying to give her like, hey, cool. Not that I need to. I'm wearing a backwards baseball cap at a celebration of life. So I'm clearly very gay. But
yeah.
I'm trying to give her gay eyes. And then I'm trying to make conversation. I'm like, oh, do you know which of these is vegetarian? Like that kind of thing. I'm talking to her.
Yeah, hot. Really hot.
Yeah, really sexy. We went from the elbow to the vegetarian sandwiches. Like shit is turning up. Holy cow. We should have warned the listeners. This one's X-rated, baby.
I told you. I didn't have much of a story. And right now, Brie, you are fucking killing it. Okay, Anna, coming in clutch with the elbow cradle, really trying to make something out of nothing here, which was what I was trying to do in P-Town. I had nothing to work with. Gay men everywhere. Okay. So then I was like, there were cannolis at the end of the night. And I fuck with a cannoli, if you don't know me.
Yeah.
I've never said that publicly, but I fuck with a cannoli. I love a cannoli.
She's going to be vulnerable here and finally admit how much she loves fucking cannolis, potentially.
I'm very stressed right now.
This is the beginning of her gay sex story. She dry humped a cannoli.
I'm so sweaty right now.
Cannolis, roughly the same size as a Cheeto, by the way. So
it is. I was going to say.
Very flaky. You don't want to put them in there. They will break.
It'll crumble.
There's also probably like a cream filling joke to be made here. Also, I think naming the hand job machine the cannoli. There's so much to be done. But the point is, I fuck with a cannoli, and there was one cannoli left on the tray, and she went and grabbed the tray, and she brought it back to the bar where I was hanging out, and I saw her. No, there were two cannolis left because she picked one up and ate one. And I went over and I was like, oh, can I have the last cannoli? And she was like, oh, yeah, sure. I was like, unless you were going to have the last cannoli.
Oh, my God.
By the way, these are mini cannolis. These aren't like big, fat, thick cannolis. These are these are lesbian sized cannolis.
Yeah, I was going to say.
These are the pocket rockets of cannolis, okay?
These are the questions that I had and I needed answered. What size were the cannolis?
Well, because I had...
She's had like four jumbo cannolis. Mind if I have the last one?
And I'm literally saying to this girl, don't get the wrong impression, by the way, I'm inhaling these cannolis. I actually suck down these cannolis because I'm gay and not straight. But... Oh, that was an excellent callback. I really loved what I just did there. I don't feel that I got the appreciation I deserved. Listener, write in. Tell me that was incredible. The greatest joke. Thank you.
I'm busy wiping my tears away, picturing you making excuses to go up to the cannoli tray again to talk to this server.
Is this how you flirt, though? Do you have better stories? Like,
I do. Come on, Anna. Come on.
I love Anna.
My podcast is successful. This is a successful gay sex podcast. It's not all cannoli content.
Okay.
Ash's flirting is just getting in the way enough times. Just inconveniencing with questions and standing in the wrong place.
I am hurt. Oh my God. Okay. 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 Oh, yeah. Bree, I never want you to leave. I want you to move to New York and co-host this podcast with me.
You can't do it virtually?
We could. People like to see people in the room, though. I don't know.
We can do a week trip where we just interview every person in New York.
But anyway, so then I ask her if she's... I'm funny. I might not have game, but I'm funny. Okay? And I do have game, yes. But maybe not today. All right. So... I'm like, unless you're going to eat the last cannoli. And I made her laugh. And then I was like, oh, yeah, like more cannoli riffs. So I don't even remember what I said, but I'm going on about. Oh, and then I was like, we can share the cannoli. I asked if we could split the cannoli. And then she just laughed and walked away. So I.
Oh, my God.
Look, it's honesty. This is an honest podcast. And the honest
truth.
No, this
is amazing.
Is that I. Did not get this girl. I was unable to get any lingering. I mean, she gave me nothing. Here's the thing. She might be straight. I don't know anything about her. Like, I don't even know her name. So that's... I did eat the last cannoli. And in that way, I did end up having a very fulfilling night.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Wow. Followed by enormous grief. But
play the Charlie Brown noise.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
We're gonna pour the cannoli filling out for my friend. love you. Sorry that I. It was a. It's interesting because he passed from COVID a long time ago. So there was a memorial on Zoom, and then we did this to spread the ashes. So it was like an interesting vibe because we had all really, you know, obviously to varying degrees, depending on how close you were to him. But, you know, a lot of people had really processed and it was very much a celebration, you know, in this really beautiful gay town that meant so much to everybody there except for me. but I had the cannolis. So that's my gay sex room this week.
That was very like an edging story of like, I don't know. I was like getting there, then like that.
I don't know why you thought it would end well.
Left hanging.
When I was like, this is not a good story. I mean, I pretty much told you guys it was gonna be bad.
Yeah, and it was.
Thank you so much. I will quit my podcast. This is the finale. The cannoli story. This is the big epic finale. Mm-hmm. Listener, don't forget to support the Patreon. Patreon.com/WHGS. That's how we pay Alex. He is a full-time employee of the podcast. We could not pay him on ads alone. Me also. This is full-time work. So please consider going and donating. And in return for those donations, you get bonus episodes. You get comped tickets when I'm in your city. You get extended, unfiltered, uncut episodes, weekly access to my Zoom stream of my show in New York, and lots of other stuff. Patreon.com/WHGS. Listener, don't miss me when I'm in your city. I'm touring 25 cities this year, and the best way to hear about it is via one text or email a year from me, ashleygavin.com. You can go sign up, and it enters you to win free tickets or even dinner with me anywhere in the U.S. as long as you are over 18 and in the continental U.S. I have an international mailing list, too, for when I start touring Canada and Europe and Australia and stuff like that. ashleygavin.com. Listener, spring has sprung. Love is in the air, and that means you need your Helix mattress. You don't want to bring a girl home and have her crawl into your bed and feel like shit the next day, and then she takes it out on you and never sees you again. Help your boo thang get a good night's sleep on a Helix mattress. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex. Take the 2-minute mattress quiz, and you'll find out which mattress is best for you. And it's no stress. You get 100 nights to try it. And there's a 10 to 15 year warranty. So don't sweat this decision. But I know you're going to love it because you don't have to take my word for it. Helix has been awarded the #1 mattress picked by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Anna, did you have gay sex this week?
Okay, I did not, but... So last week I had met this girl, like, so we all, like, a bunch of my friends and I went out, and then he was I have 2 friends, like, can they come? I've learned something about myself is that I think when I talk to cishet men, like, I'm very confident, like, I don't give a shit about how they feel, like, whatever, like, I could be like, like, I'll, like, flirt with them, like, whatever. Like, I don't put that much thought and effort, and I feel very confident. I realize when I talk to women, I just, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I know nothing. I don't know anything about the vagina all of a sudden. Like, I know nothing about, like, I don't know. Like, and so I get very nervous and flustered, and then I'm like, oh, I'm not sure if she's, like, talking, or we're just being friendly, or, like, whatever. And I was going constantly back and forth. And then we're like,
I was gonna say, this is gay panic.
This is gay
by
this
definition.
Is gay panic.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it? You're and it makes sense.
You're describing what every listener has felt many, many, many times, but particularly those who dated men for a while and then are now newly exploring women, or maybe are fully gay. You know, whatever.
Yeah, and it makes sense because, you know, every time people are like, oh, are you going to make toys for, like, men or, like, people with penises? And I was like, you know, I just don't care about men. I don't care. I don't want to build anything for them. And I think that's very telling, maybe.
I love that.
But then...
I also love how relatable this is, because you're literally a sex expert and you're still having panic.
Yeah.
And it's like you think of anyone, you'd be like, I've got it on lock. So for everyone listening, like, this is normal.
Yes, it's totally normal.
And, like, it's easy to pick up when guys, like, I don't know, say they, like, DM you and they're like, oh, it was, like, so nice to meet you. I'm like, oh, this guy's probably interested. But, like, I was like, and then she's like, she texted me, like, later that day and was like, hey, there's this play party going on next week. Like, do you want to come?
And yes, she's fucking into you, Anna. What are you talking about? Are you fucking? She's literally inviting you to have sex with her. You're like, oh,
no,
I can't
tell.
No, but
she said, come with me. And so I was like, oh, like, what does this mean?
Like, should I read between the lines here?
Like, what is she doing?
There's something she's trying to say.
This is the definition of useless lesbian, when someone is like, hey, would you like to go to a sex party with me? And the other person's like, ah, I just don't think she's into me.
But, like, how do we know? Because what if she's like, she doesn't know? What if she thinks I'm just super straight and then she just wants to bring somebody that feels safe? I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know what's happening.
Don't think that's statistically likely. Is she gay?
I don't know. Oh, well, so my friend said that she's bi.
Okay, I have another question. Is this her first sex party?
No.
So to me, if it was maybe her first or she was going to start exploring that, then maybe she'd want to go with a friend or potentially someone she spoke to that had gone before.
Like, but if I were going to a sex party for the first time, I would obviously bring Brianne, because you just want a podcasting bud there that you can tell the story later. Yeah, exactly.
Just a gal pal to attend the space with.
The sex party. Just the historians said they were friends. They went to sex parties together all the time.
Exactly. It's normal. That's what friends do, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I should go.
She's into it. She's into it.
This is the most I've like felt so confused. Like, I feel like I'm a very sure person, and I'm so like used to talk about like, I don't know, like, you know, sex and all this stuff. And I like, all of a sudden I was just like, I'm like so nervous. I'm like, what should I wear? Like, I don't know. And I was like, should I go? Like, should I not go? I'm not.
So wait till your vaginas are projected onto the ceiling, then you're really gonna.
Bree, stay, Bree, just stay, stay forever. I love you.
I love you too.
Oh my God, you're so fucking funny. How is she not a comedian? Anna, she's not a comedian.
Can you guys please go to a play party together and then do a story?
And then, and document it. We'll do a pre-vlog and a post-vlog, and we'll discuss.
I'm going to wear a scuba suit. You will not get me naked in front of Brie. You can show your feet. You're on Wiki Feet. I'm not doing it. I'm going to wear flippers, goggles.
Are you on Wiki Feet?
I am.
Ooh, I love
that. Kind of my claim to fame around here is that I'm on Wiki Feet.
People are writing in about it.
Wow.
So this hasn't happened yet.
No, it's this weekend. But I haven't said yes or no. I haven't responded.
You
got to
go.
You have to go.
Obviously, do whatever you're comfortable with, but also you have to go.
I've been going to like a couple play parties, and it's because I think I've been very like, I just want to explore everything that people are into, and like, I want to try it and just like see what, like, you know, I don't know. I'm very much in the thing of like, if you haven't tried it, how do you know? And I've definitely tried things that I'm like, it's not for me, but. Yeah.
That's why Bree sucked like, all those dicks.
Yeah.
Maybe if I give it one more try.
For a couple of years, and then eventually you're like, yes, I figured it out.
I do think that's a healthy attitude for trying sexual things. Like, you can try it a little bit or watch it online, or, you know what I mean? Like, there's definitely been things that I've tried a little bit and I'm like, nope, not for me. But
maybe I should spend some time on WikiFeet. Maybe that's my next move.
My page is ready and available.
Five stars only. We're trying to get past rating up. Okay, so you've been to... We haven't really discussed play parties. There's like a couple episodes, but I think you're our first AFAB guest who's talked about play parties on here. So I'm curious, like, what that experience... Because they're very hetero... I think one of the issues is that there's a lot of gay male and, like... more skewed penis stuff, sex parties, and there's very straight sex parties. There's not a ton of lesbian, like, queer AFAB sex parties that I know about. I don't know. And listener, I'm not using this language. Like, I am not an expert in this.
No,
right?
I think
tell
that was
the
a,
correct words.
That was
like,
good. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
No,
all right.
Yeah. No, I thought that was very clear.
Yeah, because I dated a poly girl for a little while, and she kind of said to me, you know, I'm like pretty much a lesbian, but I have sex with men because I love being poly and I love going to sex parties, and there's just not a lot of availability for me, you know, and also in the kink space, some of the kink stuff she was into, there was not a lot of availability for her. So she called herself, I think she called herself homo flexible or hetero flexible. I can't remember which one.
That's so funny.
Oh my gosh. It was really sweet and definitely opened up my mind.
Hetero flexible for the kink.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
For the kink.
So do you mind talking about some of those spaces a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, I think the ones that I've been to, I think mainly because I'm in the like the sex tech space. So a lot, I've been just meeting people that are like, oh, I like go to this one. Like, do you want to come? You want to check it out? Like, obviously, you don't have to do anything you're not comfortable with. And they give you, like, a long list of rules beforehand. And, like, consent is key. And it's very, it feels very like even the first one I went to, it felt very protecting because I was like, okay, like these are all good people that probably know exactly, like, I mean, I obviously I think there's like also new people who are like, you know, don't know properly, but every one that I've been to has been really nice. But there are times that I've gone and I'm like the only Asian girl, like what, like woman there. And then there's like this whole like you could just feel the eyes and just like, I think like, I don't know if it's like internal, but it's like this fetishization. And then you're like, I'm kind of scared. Yeah. And yeah, it is a lot of like straight cishet men. And so a lot of times I'm like, it's kind of scary. Like it's a little scary in that sense because I'm not super, like I'm not really like a one night stand person. Like I kind of have to feel connected to a person. So that whole thing. And actually like the first like orgy that I've ever done was with all women at a all women's festival. And so it just felt so much kinder and like just gentle. I don't know. It was like just a lot more fun and welcoming. And sometimes I think the play parties that I've been to that knitting. Are more like, yeah, a lot of knitting, talking, like crying. Actually, we all cried beforehand. It was like a whole
thing. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Anna's so much gayer than both myself
so,
and
we're
Ash.
Not gay at
like,
all.
Like so much gayer. We're not. We're straight. I started this off with blowjobs and you're now talking about all women and orgies and crying. In this beautiful experience. I'm like, I'm straight.
You might be the gayest person we've had on the podcast. You're literally a vagina scientist.
That's true. And I know nothing about penises. It's a big deal.
And you all cried. What did you guys cry about? What was happening?
So they like, so we were like, it was like 20, 30 of us in a tent. And then they wanted us all to kind of feel intimately connected before like anything happens. So all of us had to go around in a circle. So this took hours and it just talk about something that we haven't told.
Wow. This is so gay.
This is so gay.
This is unbelievably gay. This is so gay.
Oh, maybe it says something that my first orgy was this, huh?
Yeah.
And we all had to just talk about like something that a secret that we haven't told anyone, you know, ever. And so everyone went around and people just start just telling really sad stories. Everyone's like crying. Everyone's like holding each other.
And then yours is, I'm gay.
Like I gayed, I didn't know. And I'm still not sure. And I don't know if this girl likes me or not. Like, it's a whole thing. So, and then we all like, on the lady that was like leading us was like, okay, now everyone take off your clothes. And then they actually made us all masturbate. Like no touching other people and then masturbate. And you can only like start kind of doing stuff once you can like have an orgasm, like once you orgasm or like whatever, just by touching yourself. And then it was like, okay, like you can ask for like consent, like ask other people to play with you. And then it was this like whole little orgy. It was very cute.
I could never do this. I could never. Wow. I'm like so proud of you. And so, and I like really admire you. I could never, ever do, I could never do it.
Okay, but actually the crying helped because I was super like, how do I leave? And I was like staring at the exit. You know, there's like on the tent, there's like one exit. I'm like staring at it. Like, when can I dip out? Like maybe when everyone's crying and like hugging each other, I'm going to just leave. Because I started getting nervous because I was like, oh, I don't want to like.
Sure.
Like I'm not a person that wants to like share feelings. And
stuff I'm
like
sure
that
you guys, there was consent at every step of this and like opportunities for you to leave. And like you kind of knew what you were getting yourself into. I just don't want anyone listening to think that. You know, this is like,
oh, yeah.
Sex parties are very adventurous. This is not for everybody. And I just want to make sure that, you know,
I love that Anna just said that what she was worried about was the sharing your feelings.
Oh, yeah. I totally glossed over that.
The entire tent full of masturbating women.
Listen, I'm a Gemini, okay? I like the feelings part is not my wheelhouse. Anytime people talk to me about feelings, I'm like, are you a water sign? Like, what's happening? So yeah,
I love that.
So
oh wait, no, Brie, you're a Sag, right? Sagittarius.
I'm a Sagittarius.
Yeah, I'm a Scorpio.
Oh,
I know, I'm sorry.
Yes,
scary.
Yeah,
my sexual energy cannot be resisted, especially when I'm eating a cannoli.
A mini
sexy Scorpio shit over here. Continue. We cut you off.
No, since then I've gone to play parties. I didn't think it is a lot more heterosexual. And I think one thing I've learned about myself is like, in terms of the like world of like BDSM and kink, like I'm definitely like a submissive, like I don't like being dominant in any shape or form really. Like, but I've like tried like pegging and like all these different things, which has been really fun.
Cool.
But it's like, what it's like, it's, I'm glad I tried it, but I think I'm definitely like just so much more of a sub. But I think for me, like, because I don't know the people in play parties a lot of times, it's like this feeling of like, I don't know, like, is this person like a cool person outside of this space? Like, I don't know. Like, it's just like this feeling.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes like cishet men kind of bring that feeling of like, I'm not sure. Versus like, I don't know, that orgy, like I think crying really helped in the beginning because it just helped everyone open up.
Well, you
up
developed that intimacy and you got to hear people, you got a sense of their personalities. Like, I've never said this on here, but I don't know if this is the right phrase, but demisexual, like I wouldn't identify myself as that, but I definitely, because like I don't know that that's helpful for me. But I definitely like need to get to know someone's personality now. And I can get it quick. You know what I mean? But it's a big part of why I'm attracted to someone.
Totally.
Right.
Wow. You're like such a role model for our listeners who might want to try things.
I agree. Trying things is so, it's been such a, I'm very much in like a, how do you know if you haven't tried it? I mean, obviously, to your extent of like what you're comfortable with and everything, but yeah, for me, I've just been like, I'm like just so curious. The world's so big, so I'm like really curious to try just all sorts of things that people are into.
Yeah.
I think you also have like a really magical combination of coming off just very like calm and positive in your nature and the way that you speak about sex, but then also sharing these things that I think maybe traditionally would be seen as like raunchy or over the top.
Like,
so
fucking a Cheeto. You know,
no, I was more referring to the tent full of naked women all fucking each other. But Cheetos as well. But I love that. I think it's like bringing a new way to speak about sex is like just a really like powerful thing. And I love hearing you speak about sex because I think it's different to the way that a lot of folks do.
Yeah, I hope so. I think like, I mean, I've gotten like Uber, like, you know, when you're like Uber driver is like, oh, like, what do you do? I don't know. I'm in California. Yeah. So I'm a very like, I talk to my Uber drivers, talk about life.
Yeah.
And then, you know, sometimes they're like, oh, what do you do? And I'm like, oh, I make sex toys for a living. And then we start talking about like sex and like, this is like a, I don't know, like a dude, like a older.
Man, you are
like,
bold. You are bold to do this.
And they would just be like talking. I don't know. Like, that's been really fun for me. But I do like this idea of like, the more we talk about it and the more we can talk about it like normally, like we can be just like very chill. And like, I don't come from a hyper like feeling super sexy and like really knowing my body either. So I like came from like being Korean and very scary parents and scared of my own body till my mid-20s. So I'm very like, now I'm like, oh, I just want to explore everything. And I'm always like, so what are you into? Like, tell me what kind of kinks you have. Like, what are things that you always want to try but never tried? And I don't know. I like learning about that stuff.
I think that's probably so why. Like, a lot of times when you're kept from something, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you have this interesting perspective on how to bring yourself to it. That was beautiful. Bree, can we go to you? Did you have gay sex this week?
I did. I'm going to mirror what you said a bit because my gay sex this week was very, very vanilla with my partner. It was very quick and by choice and was just like a nice like...
Not in a tent.
Not in a tent. There was no crying before. There was no sharing of stories. It was like a fun quickie.
Yeah.
But it got me thinking that in an interesting way, I feel like I was so sexually adventurous when I was younger and when I had more time. Like, I don't know if I'm giving myself enough time to continue to like explore and have fun with sex, because it's boring to say, but I'm so busy that now I see sex as like a scheduled in thing.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. And so like, I feel like in a weird way, just being a little vulnerable here, I feel like I'm like losing my like my, like, I consider myself a very sexual being, but I said that out loud to someone the other day and I'm like, am I still? Because I don't know if I'm like nurturing that part of myself in the last like 6 months because I've been so just like exhausted. And I feel like I, like, even little things, like I used to always be out, like, you know, online or whatever, looking for like different toys or things to try or like curious or like, let's give this a go. And now I literally think I only do that, like I've spoken about on this podcast before, on vacations. And I'm realizing I think it's just because I have time these days.
You have free time. Yeah.
And otherwise I'm like, I have time for a vanilla quickie and that's about it. And that makes me kind of sad. I feel like I need to like factor in more time for my sexual health and experiences.
We needed to give you some assignments for the podcast.
I think we do.
Do food next week, and I demand that it be a cannoli. How many more cannoli jokes can I? They're done. The listeners are done. They're like, unsubscribe. Done. No more.
Oh my gosh. We're okay. I'm going to pitch to my girlfriend this scene of she's the server of the cannolis.
And then being like, where would you touch me if I walk by you?
Exactly. Would you go for the shoulder or the elbow?
Role play me and this woman whose name I do not know, where she's from. I do not know. I just know that she was the only woman I saw in P-Town. The last girl in P-Town.
Oh, it'll start. The scene will start with that and it'll end with me getting no sex at all. Just eating like five cannolis
in the corner of the room. Yes, totally.
It's very satisfying on a different level, you know? If you have a sweet tooth, it's very satisfying. Brie, that was first of all, that was incredibly vulnerable. Thank you for saying that. I definitely have been there. I've gone like, I don't talk about it too much because I have always, wow, some vulnerability from me. I have always been the like slut on the podcast.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I am always thinking about my stories and what I'm going to bring and, you know, being authentic too, but I've definitely had some like dry spells that the stories have lasted me through. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
I definitely more recently had a rebound of my confidence level and wanting to get myself out there and have more sex with more people. But it comes in waves for me. And I do think you have to nurture. If you want it, you have to nurture that part of you. And it's just like anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like sex is such an ebb and flow. Like it doesn't mean you're less sexual of a creature or like not. It's definitely like I am the same thing of like I feel the need to masturbate because it's part of my job. And I like if I feel guilty if I don't for like, say, a month. And then so, for example, when I was doing the TikToks a lot and like posting my orgasm data. And then not having content. And I was kind of like,
interesting.
Like, shit, like, this is my job. Like, how, like, why do I not feel like masturbating, like, all these things? And I would feel guilty. But then also, like, sex drive is something that comes and goes. And, you know, there's life factors happening, you feel less so, like, whatever. And then, like, America was going to shits. And then I was like, I just don't feel sexy at all. And just all sorts of feelings. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's normal. And but I always say, like, vanilla sex is good. Like, people, like that's a good, nice, like sweet sex, you know?
Have you had a lot of eye contact, Brie?
Oh, I love eye contact. And it's true. It's true. Ooh. I love that we should definitely mention that I'm definitely not saying it's a bad thing. Like I had great sex this week. Like I love vanilla sex. I love in a way, like with a partner when you both know like kind of like the exact like easy is the wrong word, but like the exact way you both like it and you just do it and it's great and you're like, okay, that was fun. Now we can like watch our TV show that we wanted to get to.
The greatest hits. You play the greatest hits.
Yeah.
But I also think that like because sometimes you get to know your partner so well and you know what works then and what you both like, then you kind of start just like defaulting on that. And I feel like I've got to like challenge myself to like steer out of that more often.
Yeah, it feels like you have a little bit of a inclination to try things. And now at this point, I think we should violate some boundaries. Listener, write in. Let Brie know what she should do next in the bedroom. How can Brie spice it up? Because, you know, I don't know. Is Canadian food, does it have a lot of flavor? I don't know.
What?
Let's bring some spice to this situation.
What?
That was like a really bad white people joke, not really fully conceived. It was just another bad joke from me today. The lesbians are rolling over. They might not be dead, but they're rolling over from that joke.
I think you should do a poll on what type of food I should incorporate.
Yeah, let's do that for sure. I'm going to go with poutine.
Wow, I'm surprised you didn't say cannoli.
Of course.
No, right, I should have gone with cannoli. What the fuck is wrong with me?
Specifically mini cannolis.
What the kind of comedian am I that I missed that? That was fucked up.
You thought of poutine?
Well, I went with a Canadian.
Yeah.
Maple syrup, poutine, just like a whole Canadian special. Ketchup chips just crunching over top of your body.
Ketchup chips?
Ketchup chips? Have you never had ketchup chips? They're a Canadian thing. Okay, if we ever film together in person, I'm going to bring all the Canadian food items and you can try them.
And I will bring the American food items.
Can't wait.
I need to go to bed. Well, shall we do butt plugs? I'm assuming you're done, Brie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was it.
Super vulnerable. Thank you for sharing that. And I definitely want the interaction from the audience. Anna, where can people find you? Because I'm obviously falling asleep right now and it's been a long day.
So my Instagram is Anna is average. My TikTok is Anna the average. And our company, everything is Lioness Health. Like a female lion.
And it's cool. A great, great company, you know, women in STEM. It's you know, such a cool concept because there's so little science devoted to vaginas and vulvas. And there needs to be more. And thank you so much for doing it and continuing to come back and share the findings.
Yeah, it was so interesting listening to. I can't wait to go look at all of your content because you're so interesting.
Oh, thank you. That's so nice.
Yeah.
Brie, anything you want to plug?
Yeah, you can find me pretty much anywhere at Breanne Williamson. I have a podcast, I Can Explain Podcast, and everywhere where podcasts you are listened to. And
anywhere podcasts you are listened to.
Anywhere listening happens to podcasts, I Can Explain Podcast. Breanne Williamson is on WikiFeet, 5 stars only. Thank you.
Listener, if you please, patreon.com/WHGS. We're expanding the team. We're expanding our offerings. I could really use it right now. So here's a cool little drop. We're building a studio. I'm getting this is my living room. People don't know. My bed is literally 3 feet over there. So I'm moving.
You can just roll right into it.
I literally can. And I'm so excited to have a... there was some vulnerability and then your girlfriend just like fucking books it across the... Ugh.
I always tell her too. I'm like, you can just walk by at a regular pace, you know.
That was a very fast forward.
She's like, maybe if I move quick enough, no one will notice.
Anyone listening, you have to go watch the YouTube just the last 5 seconds. That was so funny. But patreon.com/WHGS and check out my tour dates. Sign up for my text alert. I will literally text you when I'm in your city. Oh, and Anna, you came to the weirdest show of all time. You came to such a weird fucking show. Yeah. But it was so fun.
It was good. I had a great time.
Good. I'm so glad. I did not love that show at all. A traumatic thing happened to me at that show.
I saw you afterwards and you were very sad.
I was so upset. Oh my gosh. Okay. Here's what happened. I'll just say it very briefly and then we're going to go. These two queers in the front row, like halfway into the show, stood up and walked out. And I was like, why are you guys leaving? And they were like, we have a party. Because it was Pride weekend. They had double booked me and they decided that they were going to the party and not staying for the comedy show. Just
they're
lie.
Like, that's enough laughs.
Just
thank
lie
you.
To me. Just lie.
They were like directly in front of you too.
Front row. Lie.
Also, if you think you might have to leave early, take a seat at the back.
Yeah.
Wow. Maybe that was the lie. Maybe they didn't have other tickets. Have you thought about that? I'm sorry.
Thank you for listening, everyone. I'm ending my career. I'm going to go eat a bunch of cannolis.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Go check these guys out because they are the best. Thanks for listening, guys. Thank you so much. This podcast is possible because of the patrons. Patreon.com/WHGS. It really helps. Go check it out. And then today, I kind of want to hear from you. Write in, listener. What are your gay thoughts? I usually do this on our Discord where we have this amazing queer community set up. Go check it out. It's in, if you go to any of my social media, it's in my bio link. It's a great support system. I'm learning a ton there. But why don't you shoot me a DM? I'm opening up. I've been a little not as responsive. I'm going to open up the DMs. What are some gay thoughts you think I should cover in the coming weeks? Let me know. I love hearing from you. You're the best. Have a great week, guys.